Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi, this is Scott Trout, CEO of the domestic litigation firm Cordell & Cordell. There are many life changes that can happen after divorce that make it difficult or impossible to uphold requirements of your divorce decree. The orders issued in a divorce are based on the facts presented at that time, but the circumstances used in issuing those orders can obviously change. If you feel a modification to your court orders might be necessary, talk to us at Cordell & Cordell.
Contact CordellCordell.com. 1065 East Hillsdale Boulevard, Suite 310, Foster City, California, 94404.
You are listening to The Bird Calls. For more breakdowns on the Pelicans, including interviews with coaches, journalists, and opposing experts, go to iTunes, search The Bird Calls, and subscribe today. What's up, Pels fans? Welcome to the Bird Calls Rapid Pod. We are previewing the Pelicans' decisive regular season finale with the San Antonio Spurs. And to help me do it, editor-in-chief to one of my two favorite blogs, PoundingTheRock.com's J.R. Wilco. What's going on, sir?
Man, did I make the top two? Don't tell me the top one is your own.
No, of course not. I really enjoy Blazers Edge, and I enjoy those guys. I think
Yeah.
And standard,
for sure.
Yeah, I definitely admire your place. You guys always have stunning content over there, multiple articles per day, a bunch of really smart guys. I'm going to bring up a couple.
I'm Scott Trout, CEO of the domestic litigation firm Cordell & Cordell. We help men deal with the life changes triggered by divorce, such as child custody and property division, among many others. But life changes also occur after divorce. These changes can make parts of your existing court order irrelevant or harder to follow. If you feel a modification to your court orders might be necessary, talk to us at Cordell & Cordell. We're a partner men can count on.
Contact CordellCordell.com. 1065 East Hillsdale Boulevard, Suite 310, Foster City, California, 94404.
Stuff that Bruno Passos wrote a little bit later. Let's get rolling. I know you've got stuff to do. You guys were in 10th place just mid-March. You just had your 25th starting lineup with Powell in place of Kyle Anderson. Being a San Antonio Spurs fan in the past month has just kind of been like a roller coaster. Kind of take us through like just the past week, losing back-to-back nights to the Clippers and the Lakers, and now bouncing back with two victories over the Kings and the, wait for it, it's going to come, the Blazers. Tell us a bit about what the last week has been like.
I didn't like it. Yeah, you know, I'm like the anti-Turtles boy, the Turtles boy from the internet. I like Turtles. I didn't like it. So it turns out that when you build an entire team around a guy that never plays, it's more difficult to win games. Let's see what else it's a mess, man. We're playing guys that just honestly they haven't played together well enough. They haven't played in the league long enough. Bryn Forbes, Davis Bertans, Jonte Murray, these guys are getting their feet wet in the league, and they're playing well. Not Davis, I mean, they can't seem to get back into the rotation, but they're making, you know, first and second year mistakes. Technically, Bryn Forbes is not a rookie, but he's out there playing rotation minutes, and he's going to miss defensive calls. He's going to miss, you know, where he's supposed to be and what they're in, and the Spurs defensive scheme is complicated, and on a given night, if you can't play it well enough, then you'll just be sitting. And so that's the way things are, and we get it. But there's usually winning that goes along with it. But Kawhi, the guy that we would expect to be picking up the slack for a lot of these people that were built to work around him, isn't playing. So instead of working around him, they're having to create from scratch, and really only LaMarcus can create. Well, LaMarcus and Gay now that his heel's back from his midseason injury. So I don't know. Does that answer your question? It's been rough.
Yeah, definitely. It hurts to see me this way, but I talked to you a month ago and we were talking about the race coming down to the final week, and you were one of the voices that thought the San Antonio Spurs weren't going to make the dance. Of course, you have now for, I don't remember, the 21st consecutive season
21st.
Or something. Gosh, that's insane. Absolutely insane. You did fall short of 50 wins, but you're in the dance. If you can beat the Pelicans, I don't even want to go through all the tiebreakers and scenarios. But
man, it's insane.
It's too complicated. I just went through five different scenarios for the Pelicans alone between tonight and tomorrow based on what happens in these next 2 days. Anyway, it's dizzying. Let's go back to the Spurs. And you know what? Let's just fast forward to the Pelicans. I was going to ask for some more stories about how Tony Parker's been playing, but let's just get past all that and get right back to game plans with the Pelicans. The last time we faced you guys, there was a 15-point deficit, but the Pelicans were coming on strong in the fourth. It was 91-90, I think something like 3 or 4 minutes left, and Anthony Davis fouled out. He loves going head-to-head with LaMarcus Aldridge, but this time it cost them because Aldridge knows how to draw contact from a defender. Is this something that you guys think you're going to target going into this one again?
It wasn't LaMarcus that made it so bad for Davis. It was those two calls that Manu tricked the refs into.
Oh, I forgot those were, about like, that when he fell in front of him.
Yes, LaMarcus got him out, but it was Manu that put him in trouble to begin with. And it was just, it's one of those kinds of nights that he had that just makes, you know, fan bases hate him. And I get it, you know, because it's exactly the kind of way. It's like whenever the Spurs play the Oklahoma City Thunder, Steven Adams just gets under my skin. I hate him, and yet if he was on my team, I would love him. And so it was pretty ugly for Davis that night, getting bounced out on that call. You know, superstars are going to get that call, and LaMarcus is playing like a superstar this year. It was the fact that it was the other two. But, you know, man, I don't think the Spurs necessarily to actually, you know, get around to answering your question. I don't think the Spurs are necessarily going to target Davis because you don't know where the refs are going to be on any given night, right? What you do is try and what I see them doing is try to put their opponents in as uncomfortable positions as they can. Positions that the opponents prefer not to be in. So they're going to, usually what they do as far as defense is concerned is they find things that the team generally does that they're not very efficient at. And they go, okay, we're going to give you that stuff. And then the team's like, well, that's one of the things we look for. Fantastic. But it's always their least efficient thing, or at least it's the thing that's least efficient that the Spurs can force a team into. And so you're like, man, well, I don't know why we're having a good day. These are shots we always get. Yeah, but it's the shots that they've chosen that they want you to have. And, you know, sometimes, usually it works. I mean, the Spurs still have a top three defense this year, you know, even without Kawhi and even with playing all these guys. The problem is scoring, right? That's been the team's problem for the season. But the problem that they've had on the road has been stopping teams from scoring in the restricted area. The Spurs allow 13 more points over the last quarter of the season, 13 more points on the road than they do at home, and 10 more points a game on the road than they do at home in the restricted area. So if you guys are scoring a lot of points in the paint and around the paint and up in through, you know, the shallow elbow area, then it shows that the Spurs defense hasn't traveled well, and it's going to play out the way that a lot of these other games have, which is probably a Pelicans victory.
Oh, that's music to our ears. Hopefully then we'll end up in the fifth seed, and hopefully we can face the Blazers. Just a bit more to expand on what JR was just saying. The Pelicans are second in scoring in the paint in the NBA. So that would be a delight for us to have those easy baskets. The Spurs, however, are a difficult slog. 29th in pace, first in defense, as he mentioned, in opponent's points per game, but third in defensive rating, 17th in offensive rating. They don't foul. The Pelicans will have a tough, difficult time getting to the line. They block shots. They don't turn the ball over. They are seventh in offensive rebounds, something that the Pelicans have been struggling with. Let me ask you this. Pau Gasol was inserted in favor of Kyle Anderson. That could prompt the Pelicans' hand. They've been doing really well with Nikola Mirotic in the starting lineup over the past four games. Should Aldridge start, that might tip Alvin Gentry's hat towards starting Emeka Okafor. Is this something that you guys take in mind at all?
Yeah, I got to tell you, I like Pau off the bench. So all the time he spends all the time that he spends in the starting lineup instead of coming off the bench, I grit my teeth over. So I don't think the Spurs are going to be able to pressure New Orleans into playing their game, especially not with New Orleans at home. I think the Pelicans will be cooking. They'll be getting a lot of the pet plays that they want to do. They'll get those across, especially scoring in the paint. And I don't think you'll see the Spurs dictating what happens. If anything, they'll be counterpunching, I'd say.
I'm going to wrap up with this. I was going to get a prediction, but I already know what you're going to say. And I know that you're really down in the dumps, even though you're supporting a team right now that could finish in the top five seeds. I want to ask you, have you just been spoiled over the past 20 years of getting to the playoffs and 50 win seasons? Why has this season been so difficult for you and for the Spurs fan base, other than Kawhi Leonard, of course?
The most difficult thing that's happened is that this team has been as hard as any that I've known to root for. The team doesn't move the ball very well. Watching them play offense is painful at times. And in the beautiful basketball of 2014 and that championship is just way too recent a memory to be able to not go, guys, come on, man. Oh, it used to look so easy. And to watch them struggle just to feed the ball into the post, to realize that you've got one guy on the court that needs to have the ball in his hands, and to have entire possessions go by where he doesn't touch it, that's not the Spurs way. To have a possession where they're literally trying to do nothing but get the ball into him, and he gets it with 5 and 6 seconds left on the clock. Quarters where he takes two shots, and it's like, this is your best offensive player. But you know, when the other team is selling out to take him away, then they're going to force someone else to beat them, and the Spurs just haven't had guys step up often enough. So that's going to be the story of the rest of this, well, and the story of the game and the story of the Spurs playoffs is anybody else going to step up alongside LaMarcus? Because if they don't, it's going to be a short postseason.
Last question. Is there any other game that you're specifically keeping your eye on other than the Pelicans game tomorrow?
Oh, man. You know, I was looking at all of the back and forth. I think the thing that I'm most interested in is the play you're in, lose your out game between the Timberwolves and the Nuggets. I mean, that's compelling basketball right now. I mean, like there's one thing to be playing for a seed. It's another thing to be playing for your playoff life. And both of these teams really want it. The Timberwolves have been in the playoffs, for the last 4 or 5 months? And the Nuggets have been on the outside looking in. And the fact that they've played themselves into a game where they can actually, you know, bump a team off the bubble and actually sneak into the 7 or 8 themselves, it's remarkable. So that's the one that's got my attention.
It was just 3 years ago on play-in day, the Pelicans faced the Spurs and were able to bump them back all the way to the 6 seed, where they then faced a 7-game series with the Los Angeles Clippers, who were able to bounce them out just 1 year after winning the championship. So hopefully
from the second seed to the 6th seed. Don't think that we'll ever forget that.
Incredible. Hopefully the tables do not turn this time around. J.R. Wilco, of course, you can follow him at Jolly Roger Wilco and at Pounding the Rock, where he serves as editor. Thank you so much for your time, and best of luck to you tomorrow, sir.
You too, man. Enjoy it.
Johnny got a toy golf set when he was 3, and from that day on, he was hooked. All he wanted to do was golf, golf, golf. He'd be on the links before school, after school. All he ever wanted was to go pro. And then, one day, When he was holding his grandson and thinking about his 12 handicap, Johnny realized it just might not happen for him. But you know what did happen for him? He switched to Geico and saved a bunch of money on car insurance. So that was good, and so was hanging out with his grandson.
Technology Truths, brought to you by Geico.
Technology Truths.
Truth. Teenagers can communicate entirely in emojis.
How was the birthday party? Pizza slice, kitten, soccer ball, pineapple?
Truth. It's so easy to switch and save on car insurance at Geico.com.
What are you talking about? Paperclip, shoulder shrug, high five, wizard hat? What?
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.